its current state on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. Last week, we learned that e-commerce sales on Cyber Monday 2014 topped $2 billion. That's up more than 15% over last year. Big box giant Walmart and online powerhouse Amazon saw sizable surges in their bottom lines, but the reports are not welcome news for everyone, including traditional brick-and-mortar retailers in Michigan. Current State's Kevin Labrie is here to tell us why. What's the issue, Kevin?
Well, Mark, it has to do with how certain online companies collect sales tax, or in this case, how they don't. Michigan law says that out-of-state retailers that have a physical presence in the state must collect the 6% sales tax from their customers, which they then remit to the state. The thing is that companies like Amazon are getting around that physical presence clause and not collecting that tax. And as a result, the brick-and-mortar stores are being outsold because they must, by law, charge more for the same items. There is legislation pending in the state legislature that would address this. It's loosely called Main Street Fairness. And one of the groups that's supporting it is the Michigan Retailers Association. I spoke recently with Vice President Tom Scott, who says that the bill would level the playing field.
It is really all about fairness. It is about treating out-of-state retailers, making them play by the same rules that our Michigan businesses play by. And that's with regard to collecting sales tax on purchases made by Michigan residents.
Now, I understand this legislation essentially redefines the notion of a physical presence. So let's say if an online retailer does not have a physical presence as defined by the law now, they're not required to collect the sales tax that that company must then remit to the state. But that also means it falls to the consumer later on down the road when they file their income taxes to pay that fee. But the problem is, though, that is rarely enforced. Why is that the case?
It's really a loophole in the law that allows these out-of-state companies to not collect the sales tax that all the Michigan businesses collect. And so, as you described, it does fall upon the consumer to pay that tax when they pay their income tax. But most either don't know they're supposed to or sort of conveniently forget that they're supposed to. And according to the Michigan Department of Treasury, about 1.5% of the amount is actually collected. So it's certainly easier on the consumer if the retailer collects it. But more than that, it's really all about fairness, because it's really giving the out-of-state online companies a 6% price advantage over our Michigan companies. They don't invest in Michigan. They don't create any jobs in Michigan. They don't pay any taxes in Michigan. And that's just silly, because we're handicapping our own Michigan businesses to give an advantage to the out-of-state ones.
Seems to me that in the internet age, physical presence is kind of a squishy term. So it sounds like the definition may be broader than just a brick-and-mortar building, an actual tangible place you walk in the door.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And this the current law, I mean, has been in place for decades before there even was an internet or any e-commerce. So it's really time to update it. About half of the states have made some sort of update. Amazon is collecting the taxes in about 19 states. So Michigan is actually behind the curve, and it's really time to end this 6% price advantage that Michigan is giving out-of-state companies. It's really ridiculous on its face, and Michigan retailers just can't go through another Christmas season with this disadvantage.
We're talking with Tom Scott, a senior vice president at the Michigan Retailers Association. Does your organization track online retail sales volume in this state? Is it possible? And if so, what are some of the numbers, especially around this time of year when we're approaching Christmas?
We don't track it per se, but we've seen some studies. In fact, we commissioned a study that showed that if everyone in Michigan bought from a company in Michigan, that would mean an additional $9 billion in our Michigan economy. That would create more than 74,000 new Michigan jobs. So you can see it's quite large, and it's an advantage that we're all taking away from Michigan companies and giving it to companies out of state.
Do you know if other states are facing this issue too? I ask this because I'm thinking in particular about our neighboring states that are adjacent to Michigan, Illinois, and Indiana, and Ohio, and Wisconsin as well. If those states are going down that route, what does that mean in terms of Michigan's ability to compete with them?
Well, they are actually going that route. They're about half the states, 24, have passed some type of legislation to end the unfair advantage that out-of-state online retailers have in their states. And it includes Illinois, California, Georgia, New York, Texas, I mean, very large states. And actually, when you look at the map, it's more than 60% of the U.S. population now lives in a state where Amazon is required to collect the sales tax. So, again, Michigan's a little behind the eight ball on this, and we've been pushing now for several years to get the this inequity taken care of. And there is still a chance this year. There are the Main Street Fairness bills are in the legislature. Just a few days ago, the Senate passed it out of committee and onto the floor. So in the House and Senate, those bills are on the floor and could get a vote any day. And we're hopeful and pushing very hard to see that there is a vote on them before the end of the year and the legislature goes home.
So encouraging sign then. This has been a very long process, at least a couple of years since these bills were introduced. And as you say, it sounds to you then, Tom, like we could see some positive action even during lame duck.
Well, we could, and we're very hopeful, and we're pushing for that. Governor Snyder now supports our position. He had supported Main Street Fairness, but he wanted it done on a national level. He wanted laws passed by Congress. But he's seen now that waiting on Congress to do anything is really not very fruitful. So he's now supporting these bills and wants to have a Michigan solution.
If this legislation perhaps does not pass in time for the holiday shopping season to reach its crescendo, is there any projected detriment to our economy, or we just keep piddling along as we always have?
Well, it's just the continued economic harm to our state. It's certainly no incentive to have new retail jobs. Obviously, retail jobs are based on the amount of retail sales. And when our state is exporting a lot of those to other states because we're giving them a 6% price advantage, you know, you can see that's certainly not an not anything positive for our economy. So we'll continue to have people just sending their money out of the state, and with that, some of the jobs in our state.
Tom Scott is a senior vice president with the Michigan Retailers Association. We've been talking about proposed legislation now before Michigan lawmakers that is called the Michigan Main Street Fairness Act. Tom, thanks a lot for the update, and we appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.